Welcome to Align and Arise, the podcast for wildly ambitious women who want to break free from the struggle, build a life without limits, and create success, wealth, and happiness completely on their terms and with way more than just the money in mind. I'm Abby Rogers, therapist, mentor, and abundance expert, and I'm here to help you create anxiety-free freedom and wealth that aligns with your soul. Let's dive in. So, let's take a look today. We are going to dive into a bit more of a process today and go a little bit deeper into some of the things that we chatted about so far. So this is like what to watch out for and a five-step process, if you like, to help you if you are sitting down and doing your own journaling. So let's have a look at this process then. This is a really nice process based on solution-oriented journaling, which is all about moving you towards abundance and positive change and just moving away from all that sticky, sludgy stuff in the past to a place that actually helps you open up to new possibilities and expand into a new reality, a new way of being, which is always quite a nice thing. You don't have to use this. As we said earlier in the week, there are many ways to go. There are many alternatives, but this is a nice, simple process you can follow to get good results and to do that in a really nice, safe and sensible way. First one, when we start journaling, when we sit down to do any kind of mind work, it's always nice and helpful to us just to kick off with a little bit of positive reflection. So just looking at things that help us lift our mood instantly, which essentially cuts the fight or flight response and stops our nervous system being in fight or flight and overwhelming our logical thinking brain. So it gives us access to our higher mind, to our deeper thought processes and intuition that are actually going to help us move forward rather than keeping us in a bit of a negative, restricted place. So a bit of positive reflection, you can do that just thinking about things that are nice about your world at the moment, things you're grateful for is often quite a good one, personal strengths, things that are going well in your life or business, any of those things. If you're reflecting on the past, make it about the good bits. So think about maybe what you've learned, what you're proud of, what you've achieved, what you're pleased to have let go, even that's quite a useful thing. Those are great questions, great reflections to give you a little positive boost and help you stay out of the swamp of negative stuff. And you can do it in a future focused way as well. So you might choose to look forward to things, say what's coming up that I'm excited about at the moment, anything like that. Anything that just kind of raises the tone and gets you feeling in a nice positive place to begin. So second step is to check in with where you are now. Just asking yourself the question, like, where am I? What's going on for me? Is anything coming up right now that I feel I need to pay attention to? And I would certainly say don't ignore stuff. Now, we've talked all week about not digging in too deep to traumas and triggers and things that don't feel good. If you don't have a safe way of moving through them and if you're not confident that you have some tools to get you to a better place with them. Does that mean that you should just completely ignore them and focus on the good stuff? No, not at all, which I want to be really clear about because that's also important. It's never good to deny things. It's never good to bottle things up if they're like knocking on the door and saying, deal with me now. That's a surefire sign that your brain is ready to deal with something and sort it out for you. So if you have got things that need to be thought through, things that are troubling you, or if something comes up while you're writing, do get it out on paper, do jot it down there. It's obviously entered your consciousness for a good reason. Good to acknowledge what wants to be heard. It often feels good to know that you've got it out of your brain and onto paper so that you can kind of park it there and let it stop whizzing around your head and troubling you, because those thoughts just keep on coming back, don't they? They keep knocking on that door. And often just the act of acknowledging what that thing is and that there's something a little bit uncomfortable going on can start the subconscious processes in motion behind the scenes. So just that acknowledgement, just that, yeah, something I need to deal with here, can start the process of leading us to finding a way to process and resolve it. Even when it's just a case of we've dumped it down on paper, walked away and forgotten about it, our brains then, in the background, while we're not even actively thinking about it, it's dealing with it. It's sorting it out for us. So we don't have to go digging with our shovel and get right into that can of worms and open it all up and analyse it to death. You know, our brain's very good at processing stuff without our conscious input. So what I really recommend, if there's something a bit uncomfortable or unhappy coming up, is have a good brain dump, then ask yourself, do I need to dig into this right now? Is this going to make me feel better or worse to explore this now? What would actually help elevate me and my mood right now? What's going to move me to a more positive place? Don't be afraid to just write it down, just the bare bones of it, and leave it sitting there, knowing that you can come back to it later, because of course you can. And like we said, your brain will be processing things that are on your radar in the background when you're having a quiet few minutes without actively thinking them through. Maybe when you're exercising, maybe when you're in the shower. And this is why I love guided meditation, because it's great for facilitating that process and just helping your brain to do the work without you doing the work. So that's a really nice thing to do, is just brain dump, get it out of there, take it off your mental radar and let the pieces fall into place for you. And often you won't need to go back and analyse it, because the answers will just drop in and you'll be like, oh, right, okay, all of a sudden I see that in a different way. Sometimes that's not the case. Sometimes you will need to do the deeper work. Sometimes you might need some help to actually shift whatever underlying trauma and blocks are going on there for you. Now, I'm not going to go into that whole process today, because I think working through traumatic blocks and deep subconscious anxiety issues and those sorts of things is, it's more of an art than a science. Sometimes it's very scientifically based, of course, but I think you really need to know what you're doing, and it's not something that I want to teach in a DIY way in a short course of live training, so I don't want to go there. But it might be that if you are struggling with things like that, that you want to chat with somebody about it, I'm more than happy. My door is always open to explore those blocks with you. Find yourself a trained therapist, you know, somebody who can help you process them quickly and painlessly and in a way that's going to actually get you a resolution rather than being stuck in them. I am one of those trained therapists, so I'm more than happy to do that if you would like. Third thing is to check in with where you would like to be. So quite nice to set the compass, as it were, for your session. And use your journaling as a chance to problem solve properly. If you do want to work through any problems, use it to set goals and to dream, and use it to really feel into your vision and the future that you'd like to create. Use it to work things out and fill in the details. Let's say you've got a goal to build your business to a certain revenue over the next year or so. Use it to work out the nuts and bolts, how many clients you'd need to get to your goals, what programs you'd need to launch, that sort of stuff. What are the various ways that you could bring together that new offer, or how might you enjoy creating that revenue? What feels exciting? So your journal really is a brilliant place to get creative and just let things start to flow and play with ideas. Mind mapping is one of my favourite tools for achieving that, just like big old spider diagram type thing, because that can really, just laying it out visually can really help your brain connect the dots and sometimes make connections that you never would have otherwise imagined. So again, just seeing it all in a nice kind of diagram format can help your brain to go, oh yeah, those things go together and that can work with that. And you can pull together patterns and, yeah, come up with things that are really nice ways of moving forward and making things happen. So after you've checked in with where you'd like to be, next stage is what would be different if you were already in that place, which isn't something that I often come across people talking about, but this is like one of the most powerful questions in the world. I love this question. And you can insert almost any outcome into that gap. So what would be different if you already were feeling fully empowered, for example, if you already were earning exactly what you want? You can put like almost any variable into that equation and then just start asking questions around that. You'll notice when you ask yourself questions like that, that it lifts you completely away from all the problems and away from your present and what's going on, and just into this lovely new realm of possibility. And it's exciting, and your brain's like, oh, I wonder if we could do that as well. So it can really be a great way to help you move forward from things that you perceive as impossible by forgetting what's making it impossible, taking all that out of the equation and letting your mind instead go, how can we make this work? What are the things I need to be considering if I want to get there? So I've used this kind of question to do things like create new programs, sign amazing clients, get me out of situations where I felt like there's no way forward, all sorts of incredible things. And I use various versions of it with my clients all the time to help them move past their mental barriers too. It's super powerful. So maybe have a play with that and just see what comes up for you when you do give it a go. The wonderful thing about that question is it can't possibly take you on a negative journey as long as you lean fully into the possibility side of things and don't let the doubt monsters, the doubt monkeys jump in and start saying, oh, but it couldn't be, because just block those out, ignore them, and just lean into the possibility and allow yourself to get excited about it and forget boring old reality for a bit. And that can take a bit of practice, but it's really worth it. It's so helpful and powerful. And then finally, fifth step in our process is just to dig into what needs to change if anything comes up. So it might be you've kind of decided where you want to be, you've started to think about how that might look and what might be different in your world if you did go there. And your brain might be going, yeah, but there's this thing, there's this reason why I can't possibly do that. So then you can start to break that down and say, well, is that really true? You know, what might need to change? What could I do to get around that if anything does come up? Or say, oh, hang on, maybe I do have a bit of a block around being able to earn that sort of money, for example, or being able to make that kind of change. Perhaps, again, there's work to do here, either by yourself or with somebody who can help you move through those things really quickly and effectively. So that's our little five-step process. I hope that has been helpful to you today. Lots to take in there. And hopefully everybody has learned enough over this last week to feel more confident in your journaling practice, and you feel like you can now go and implement what we have covered over this week. I know for some people it can be tricky to know where to begin when there are so many directions that you can take your journaling, or it can be tricky just to pop it on the radar regularly enough to make sure it does happen, even when you've got all the info you need. So if you are interested in getting more support to build a regular mindset habit and make sure that you're getting the most out of your reflection time and you're covering all bases, then keep listening, because I will tell you a bit more about the Living Journal here, which is, I think, going to be really helpful for you. So I've designed it specifically to help you implement everything that we've been learning this week in a really structured, easily rememberable and time-friendly way. Love the word rememberable. I don't think it's an actual word, but I'm using it anyway, claiming it as mine. It's too easy to forget, isn't it, in the busy course of daily life. So I've tried to make this something that just pops up in your inbox and it's there, and you, if you're checking your emails, you can't avoid it, it's there. So it's kind of knocking on the door every day and saying, pay attention to me. So think of it as a really easy way to just get yourself a mini dose of targeted mindset work that will really make a difference to you. There are lots of issues that can affect our success and wealth journeys. We've talked a bit about some of them today, but all the things like motivation, our thoughts and feelings around money and attraction, our experience of success, the narratives we have around that, our self-worth, our well-being, our energy and focus, confidence, our tendency to slip into overwhelm, things like guilt and shame and fear and owning our expertise and all sorts of other things. So what I've done is broken down my most powerful prompts into easy bite-sized chunks all around those topics to walk you through them, kind of gentle nudge by gentle nudge. So it's not going to be like masses and masses of deep thinking every single day. It's just going to be little prompts to just help you go, aha, and just get a quick inspiring moment to move your day forward and gradually build things up so that you're making big leaps over that month. So you'll get a daily prompt into your inbox, which should take you no more than 5 to 10 minutes most days, because that is all that we need to get the wheels of change turning. We don't need to do hours of soul searching every single day. Prompts are based on my framework, my Align and Arise framework, which is a proven process for creating positive change through 4 simple steps. So reconnect, release, recharge, and receive. And there will be a monthly theme based around those things we talked about a moment ago, with a guided meditation alongside, which is going to help you drop into that place where your brain's doing all the work itself without you thinking, and just effortlessly rewire your thinking for more positivity and abundance. And you will receive weekly prompts as well to help you stay focused and accountable to your goals, and a few bonus tips along the way as well, just to help you dig in and understand your mind on a way deeper level. So perfect for you if you don't have the time, if you don't really have the motivation to pick up your journal and get stuff in every day, if you keep forgetting in the course of your busy day despite your good intentions, if you don't really know where to begin and you're feeling a bit like your head's exploding, if you don't know whether you're doing it right, or if you tend to be somebody who kind of makes excuses and tells yourself, well, I'll just leave it for today, it doesn't matter this once, and goes off and does something else because, yeah, life. And it's hard to keep these things up sometimes, isn't it? So it's going to be really helpful for you. It's just £7 a month, so it's really a very, very low cost, no-brainer type investment, and you can opt out anytime you like, so very much free and flexible to come and go. So I'd love to have you join me. That would be amazing. And thank you so much for joining me